One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Brightest and most creative people in the world, mainly about some of the turning points in their lives and what brought them to their success. You see, I was a chiropractor for many years and discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. And quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered that I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this, case studies, discoveries, and more at LogicalSoul.com and LogicalSoul.com/blog. And the guests on my show were selected not because they're familiar with my work, in fact, many of them aren't, but because they have obviously made some strong decisions in their own lives that led them to their current successes in life. And my goal in having them on this show is to probe a little bit, discover their pattern of life decisions. And this will allow you as my listeners to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. And listen to the show with an open mind. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and questions. Our number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Or you can use your headset and click on the Talk Now button on the Internet. Now, my guest on the show tonight is a long-term friend, Ed Steele. He's a Reiki master. He's editor-in-chief of Authentic Lifestyle magazine since 1999. He's a master instructor of what, I'll let you explain it, Eddie, later on, of what is called Usui or Seikchi, I can't pronounce it. Two different forms of Reiki. And he's currently been elected the U.S. president of the Reiki Foundation, which is a worldwide movement, by the way. He's been practicing shiatsu, massage, and other forms of massage for about 30 years. And as I said, he's a longtime friend, and I've known him since he was in diapers. But we'll explain that little oddity later in the show. First, though, I got to ask you, Eddie, for the sake of
Hey, how are you, Dr. Craig?
Very good, thanks. For the sake of our audience, why don't we explain a little bit? What is Reiki, and what can it do for me?
Well, first of all, let me thank you for being so kind as to invite me to come and be on your show today. It's great to be in your company and in the company of other folks that you have decided to have on to illustrate maybe some abilities to make changes in your life when you decide you need to. Well, and let me tell you a little bit about Reiki, and it's kind of connected to my path of service. Started out in my high school and college days with a tremendous desire to enter the medical field. Wanted to be a thoracic surgeon just about more than anything that I could imagine. And it was along about the end of my senior year that my father had a heart attack. And that changed my destiny in a way that I really had not calculated. Our family had been involved in music for a number of years, and my dad was sort of at the head of an organization, the American Federation of Musicians, in our local area, and it just so happened that we were at the point of emergence for a new kind of music. It was Southern rock and roll, and of course my accent's not giving it away, but I'm from Georgia. And so right here in Georgia, we ended up being the home of, where we are, you're right, we're the home of Little Richard, and the Allman Brothers Band, and James Brown cut his teeth here, and this is Macon, Georgia. And as a result, that heart attack actually took me out of college. And although I was involved in music in a lot of ways, I wasn't expected to end up in a named position where I'd sort of be involved on a day-to-day basis in the growth of the music industry here in Macon. But instead of going towards medicine, I ended up in music. And it turned out to be a really delightful period of time, and I enjoyed it. Yet, music didn't really scratch that itch. And it was along about 1975, 76 or so that you and I met. And mm-hmm. And I think I owe a lot to you, and this is a really good time to thank you for teaching me transcendental meditation. And that was where my toe got into the water of spiritual development, and the rest is history. And now I'm involved in Reiki, and it, and the path that you set me on, and the decisions that we made back in those days have made the service that I'm able to give to others now a real possibility. So one little decision along the way here and there makes a big difference in the end.
Wow. Yeah, I remember those. It was 75 you came to. I was a TM teacher. We're the only guys that were running around with $300 suits and $300 cars. And
those are good days.
We didn't have a whole lot of money. We didn't have a whole lot of money, but I enjoyed what I did. And you were so eager. I just remember you being so eager. You know, oh, I really want to do this. I don't have much money, but you know. And then your family came up, and your wife and Nikki, your baby daughter at the time. She's no longer
my
your baby
daughter. Yeah, she's 35
she's how old
now.
How old now? She's 35 years
she's
old.
About
oh my goodness. So anyway, this was back. She was like what, less than a year old at the time.
Yeah, she was pretty young. Yeah,
about a year old. So anyway, it's been a while. So we've known each other that long.
Yeah,
it's amazing how time flies.
But the amazing thing about that is that had it not been for that meeting, had it not been for your direction and input at the time, I really would not be in a position that I am today to be of service with Reiki. And Reiki really helps me go back to that original life purpose, which was to be of service to people in a way that benefits them body, mind, and spirit. Reiki has really opened things up for me and lots of folks that I've come in contact with. And there was a time when this discipline was as alien to people as transcendental meditation was at the time that you and I talked.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all
probably
of that
a little
changed.
More so.
And yeah, probably
yeah.
So. But actually, Reiki is an outgrowth of what started then. You know, there's a right time for everything to come along and for people to hear what they need to hear. And the dispensations that of energetic development make new ideas possible. You can embrace idea A after you, idea B after you've heard idea A. And this is basically what transcendental meditation did back in those days. It's laid the groundwork for some really interesting complementary and alternative medical therapies that are being used every day right alongside other established Western medical allopathic techniques, which means just working on the plumbing, like taking pills, getting shots, and having your insides re-hooked up with stitches and twine. Along comes Reiki and Qigong and several other different alternative and complementary therapies that work alongside these established methods to make people feel a lot better. It's a little too late for me to go back and do thoracic surgery, but this is a contribution that we're able to make, and we're seeing it change people's lives every day. And the National Institute of Health has actually documented the value. We've been fortunate that someone else has decided to pick up the tab, and the research is done, and now the actual measured benefits are there for everyone to see. And so this is a new age, and what you did back in those days, the small decisions that you made, certainly played a part in the change of energy that made all these new things possible. And of course, we all are grateful for those pioneers that made it happen. The place where
let me interrupt you just for a second, Eddie. I'm sorry to interrupt you here. Reiki is a form of alternative medicine. It's not a meditation. Benefit of our listeners, defining Reiki is basically, would you say it's an energy healing technique or an energy healing method? Describe it in terms of what it is and what are the benefits that come directly out of it.
It's a good question. The definition depends on who's actually defining it, but you've done a good job of giving a good overview. Reiki is by the National Institute of Health's definition, it is called a bioenergetic healing modality, and it's in the area of complementary integrative medicine. What that means, just very briefly, just very simply, is that it's used alongside the established medical practices, and it's a practice that any of us can do. who have a desire to be of help to our fellow man. And it's exactly what you described. It comes from an ancient tradition that goes as far back as Tibet, but the common thread is actually physics. And in fact, Einstein helped to lay the groundwork for that when he talked about the concept light waves and how you measure them. And his theory of E equals MC squared actually figures into how Reiki actually works. In fact, these days we call it the science of light. So, but we can go into greater detail about it. But basically, you've done a good job of describing how it works. Yes.
So it's basically an energy, what we call energy medicine. It's interesting you say
yes.
That you want to be a thoracic surgeon, because my so-called guru in Sri Lanka, who was the teacher of acupuncture and homeopathy and alternative medicines, Dr. Anton Jayasurya, was a thoracic surgeon. And he went to China, studied acupuncture, got all the stuff, wrote this big, thick book on acupuncture. And he's no longer with us, but that's an interesting coincidence. So, but he called it complementary medicine, energy medicine, all these different modalities like acupuncture, homeopathy, things like Reiki and laser technologies, magnets, things of that nature. Now, how does Reiki differ from... why would I want Reiki, say, as opposed to, you know, put a bunch of magnets on me, or, you know, have somebody pray for me or do something like that? Explain a little bit for our audience what are the direct benefits of Reiki and how you chose this as opposed to some other modality?
Well, I'll have to tell you, I was led to Reiki the way I was led to Transcendental Meditation. It was really a matter of coincidence. Had a good friend in Macon, who was a minister of a non-denominational church, but she said, she just came up to me one day and she said, "Ed, I think you need to learn how to do Reiki." And that's how I, that's my first association with it. And her name is Dr. Jerry Brooking, and I really do appreciate her helping me put my toe in this energetic water. I received my first exposure to it that way, and it was actually her tutelage that sort of led me to this sort of greater discovery and greater exploration of it. But she knew that I was interested in ascension, and she knew that I was interested in my personal growth. And I suppose the reason that I've stayed with Reiki so much, and why I have such a great faith in what it will do, is that it sort of repays the giver every time someone gives it away. And we sort of call it an art, a gift. Every time we share energy with using the techniques that Reiki teaches, we get a boost as well. It's a wonderful thing to take advantage of. Reiki has two elements, and without getting into too much detail, Reiki has two elements really, and one is the service of medicine, where we serve and take care of other people. But the other part of Reiki is the concept of personal transformation. And when I say personal transformation, I mean finding ways to work through your own blocks of energy, the things that you, the bears in the woods that you don't see that keep you from getting where you want to go. And the one thing that I do love about it is that it works on an other than conscious level, which means that you don't have to struggle as so many of us do, trying to find out why we keep making the same mistakes and not knowing why.
So that's the thing that really made
Reiki seem complete.
That sounds fascinating, Eddie. Give me an example of something that you've experienced personally or that you've seen. Well, actually, let's talk about your personal transformations here. What's happened? You had a Reiki session, or maybe a group of Reiki sessions or whatever, and you experienced some kind of personal transformation. Why don't you talk about that and tell me what happened. What's an example of what you're talking about there?
Insight was the thing that I paid attention to most. If you'll give me a second to go back to our early relationship and talk about meditation as a primer for this. When I came to you and we started talking about transcendental meditation, I knew that I needed something to get me centered, and I knew that I needed to find a way to boost my energy and a number of things. I remember the days when you told me about the benefits that had been measured by Maharishi, and I thought to myself at the time with some skepticism that this really couldn't be. It was too good to be true. Your direction at that point, and I certainly want to give you credit for it, was to just pay attention. You said, it's the little things that will matter. The small correction today will change your direction in life tomorrow. I developed as a result of having followed you in transcendental meditation and doing it as faithfully as I could. I just simply developed the skill of listening, of paying attention to the still small voice and following its direction. When I came to Reiki, I was schooled in what it meant to pay attention to change. This is what I noticed. And the one thing that I really found that was a profound change in my life as a result of working with these Reiki practices was the level of awareness that started to come in. I was aware that things happened for me a little more easily than they did before. I was a little more compassionate. And I measured that out day by day, and over time, some amazing things happened. And as I used the service, as I used it, the gift, and gave it away, I noticed a change in the people's lives that I was working with. Had a very good friend who was a medical detailer. When I say a medical detailer, I mean a pharmaceutical detailer. Her job was to take drugs to the doctor's office and say, "Dr. Ray, would you please look at this?" And she had a whole series of drugs that she used, and a good many of them were fairly powerful drugs that were used in the emergency rooms for anesthetics and in surgery suites. In fact, she came from a medical background. Her father was a doctor in Pensacola, Florida, and unfortunately, she developed a problem with her lower back. The doctors really couldn't figure out exactly what was wrong with her to start with, but she said, "Do you mind trying this Reiki thing on me to see if it would work?" Because she says, "I have to wear my high heels every day, and carrying this pharmaceutical bag with me, and sample bag," she called it. She says, "I get to the point where I can't stand up." So the fact that she got some really incredible, measurable relief from this was not only a surprise to me at the time, but was also a surprise to her father, who was a physician, as I said, in Pensacola. Eventually, the diagnosis was had that she had endometriosis, but there was a little sparkle of awareness that I had as I was doing the Reiki that said, no, it's not exactly endometriosis, it's something else. When they finally got around to doing surgery, the Reiki was right, and it turned out that she had some adhesions from a prior surgical procedure that were the problem. And there was endometriosis, but only one small spot. Mm-hmm. Not enough to cause the symptoms she'd had. Just that event and those that preceded it were enough to convince me that this was really an important technology.
Healing and the rapid recovery. How long did it take? Did she recover fully, or was it?
She certainly did. Yes, she certainly did. And we used Reiki for pain management. She really wanted to try to stay off drugs if she could. But we used Reiki for pain management, and this was at a time when the research had not been done. And so it was, to us, an anecdotal thing. But in as much as she was involved in medicine, of course her family was, it got to be where we just sort of chuckled about it, because it was more effective than the drugs that were prescribed for her. And it wasn't until later that when some research was being done at the Hartford Hospital Department of Integrative Medicine that they found out that there is indeed a significant measurable effect in the use of Reiki for pain management. The National Institute of Health did a study with the folks at the University of Illinois, which proved the same thing a couple of years later. So, the University of Connecticut. Once those anecdotal things, Michael, were edified by the research, that really made a profound effect on me, and I realized that I had been led into the right direction, that I was following the path perhaps, that I was meant to follow in terms of giving healing service. It's time on earth for me.
So it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's gratifying, and yeah, I know what that means when, you know, I've had experiences where healing would take place, and you just feel a little humble. I did, and it's like, of course, I haven't been doing Reiki. I was doing some other things, but it's very energy medicine is very powerful, and it's
yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how powerful it can be. Before we get close to the deadline or hard deadline, let's let you go ahead and give your website and some contact information. If anybody's interested, they can get in touch with you or check out what you have to offer. What's your website, Eddie?
Sure. Well, if we're running out of time, the time does fly by when we're talking about stuff like this. But thanks for having us on, by the way.
We've got about 9 minutes, but I just wanted to make sure to get your website up there so people can check it out.
Right. Dr. Craig, let me just suggest that anyone who has any condition that might benefit from what you've just heard, may I suggest that you go to the virtualreikicircle.com site. That's www.virtualreikicircle, which we have, you know how we do it on the web, it's all one word run together, lowercase,
right.
.com.
Right, and Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I, right?
Right. VirtualReikiCircle.com. It has the sound of like a prayer circle, but at VirtualReikiCircle.com, two things can happen. If you're your listener, if any of your listeners who are Reiki 2 certified or above, they can sign up. Reiki comes in various levels of certification. There's a 1, 2, and 3, 3 being the master level, but people who are at the second level are able to do distance healing. And we invite them to sign up to share their healing skills with people who need it. And that's the other thing that's good about virtual Reiki Circle. If you're sick or if you know someone who needs a helping hand, who could benefit from what you've just heard me describe, you can very briefly list who they are, what the ailment is, and how long the treatment needs to take place. And we would be happy to list it under the healing request area of the virtualreikicircle.com at no charge, and keep it there as long as you'd like for us to. And I have to tell you, I've been really gratified at the kind of reception we've received on this. Michael, we've had people from India, Indonesia, Africa, Germany, all over the world have sent requests for us to help with all sorts of ailments, and I'm happy to report that there's been good results on almost all of them, thank goodness.
Great.
That would be
can this also
like,
apply to? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can this also apply, Eddie, to somebody who has a situation like a very difficult situation in their life, like I have
what
a friend who's. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, Michael, we always tend to focus on the physical, don't we? But we don't need to. You just hit a very thing. Life has its other stumbling blocks, and yes, this is intended to take care of emotions and relationships and other difficult parts of your life, because all of these things are connected, and that's one of the beauties of Reiki, that yes, it can work in other areas, and yes, you should do it, relationships especially.
I have a friend, for example, who was thrown in jail unjustly, or you know, falsely accused of something and spent time in jail, and he's now on parole, but he's undergoing tremendous transition in his life. He's 60 years old, and it's weighing on him and all his friends as well. And I was just wondering if that could also be something that could be addressed by Reiki.
Yes, it is. It almost seems miraculous to say, yes, it's something that Reiki is designed to help. But part of what Reiki does is it puts relationships and energies back into a certain kind of harmonious balance. And it does it almost supernaturally, but we just believe that it's a function of physics, is what we believe. And, people who are experiencing injustice, or they've made a couple of decisions that were not the right ones, that even a forgiveness thing, and family relationships, yeah, it's very, very helpful. And all anyone would need to do, in not too much detail, but enough for us to know how the energy can be focused. Just explain very, very briefly what the need is, and we'd be more than happy to focus our attention on it. And I invite you not to, for your listeners, not to limit what they ask for. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's very true.
Fantastic. So is there any book that you would recommend, Eddie, or any other than the website, is there any information that people can get to where can read up on Reiki, or if they're interested in pursuing a career in Reiki, or just, you know, becoming more involved?
Well, yes. In fact, we would love, the Reiki Foundation, that site is under some reconstruction at the moment. They're doing some testing for membership services, but you can go there and you can actually order a Reiki 1 manual, which will give you some insight into how it gets, how it gets started and how you can use it. And Reiki 1 is being taught through the Reiki Foundation as a CEU course for massage therapists and other allied medical technologies. And that same manual is being used for them as well. I think the charge is about $25, but I believe you can call in. You can either call into the site, or you can go to the ReikiFoundation.org and order a copy of the Reiki Manual. In addition to that, I know that Barnes & Noble, who started out with maybe one obscure book on this several years ago, now has, so many, you just almost don't know which one to grab.
Hmm.
There are a lot of traditions. As you mentioned early on, I'm a master of Usui, which is the original line, and also Sikkim, which is the Egyptian line. But we'd be glad to get you a manual from the Usui line, which is, and when I say line, I mean lineage, from Dr. Makao Usui, who actually brought the technique to the West or made it possible for it to come here.
Okay.
We'd love to help you with
Thank you. So they can get that at, what's the name of that site again? ReikiFoundation.org?
That's our organization site. It's the Reiki Foundation.
Also, Barnes & Noble or Amazon or one of those places should have books on Reiki, R-E-I-K-I. But listen, I got one other question. That was, I said I'd known you since you were in diapers. You want to explain what that means, or shall I?
Well, the good thing is that I'm now at the point where I'm going to go back in diapers here pretty soon. And
because you're older than I am, so I will be.
It's been a great trip, though, I'll tell you. And it's been wonderful having you as a friend along the way. And thank you for all you've made possible for me, because without trying to give you too much adulation, I want you to know that a lot of these things that I'm experiencing and the effect that I have on people today, which some folks say is nice, is a nice effect, is responsible in large part for the direction that you helped me find back in those days when I was in the music business. So thank you very much.
Well, for all the audience, if they're interested, Eddie Ward—he was a Mormon. So Mormons have this—they don't call them diapers; they call them something else. But you know, they sort of look like diapers to me. But anyway, that's where the reference comes from, back in the 70s. Thank you so much, Eddie. I've learned something here today. I never knew you wanted to be a thoracic surgeon. I guess that's the biggest thing I learned, and also a little bit more about Reiki. And I'd like to talk to you a little later about. So.
Sure. Well, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you letting me be here, and I apologize for being so chatty about the whole thing, but it's just really, it's a wonderful thing, and when you're in the full-blown love of what you're doing, you almost can't be quiet. So I hope my enthusiasm didn't overpower you.
That's why I had you on the show, because I wanted you to talk about that. So. But really, the turning points in your life, it's inspiring to know that I made a difference in your life, and that you're making a difference in so many other people's lives, and thank you for doing that. So keep on trucking.
It's certainly my pleasure. And if there's one thing that your listeners need to remember, is just the idea of turning your head from the left to the right and following the still small voice when you least expect it changes everything.
That's a good thing. So we're coming up on the end of the show here. Thank you, Eddie. Next week, September. We're already in September the 1st. 6 o'clock, we have our show, Carol and Bruce, Natural Faithful. Everybody join us at 6 o'clock on the 1st of September. And Michael Frazier, the audience is going to
pillow.